Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hi. In just a moment, I'll give you a money-saving tip for your trip to Hawaii. Don't go away. Just kidding. It's Canada Day weekend. So today I'm going to share a few items we might want to review this time of year. First of all, what was the primary financial concern expressed by Canadians for this year? Well, according to an annual survey conducted by Angus Reid on behalf of CIBC, a full 25% of Canadians surveyed said their priority is to reduce or eliminate debts this year. A further 15% said their financial priority is to pay their bills and just get by. That means about 40% of Canadians surveyed this year said debt concerns are their top financial priority. And according to CIBC, debt reduction has been the top priority in its annual poll for the past 8 consecutive years. But only 16% of the respondents in this year's poll said they actually achieved their top financial goal last year. And 26% said they even had to take on new debt this year. The two top reasons for taking on new debt were the need to manage day-to-day expenses and unexpected financial emergencies. Well, I find those two reasons very interesting. So yesterday, I spent a few hours at our local mall asking people about their financial goals for this year. Most folks were happy enough to talk to me about that, but most people didn't feel comfortable with the man on the street interview airing on the radio. So I'm not certain whether I'm scary or whether you are, but it wasn't a day for live interviews. So I will just relate a summary of what folks told me. One lady told me that she had no reason to have financial goals because her husband looks after everything. Well, I hope he takes care of himself, so he'll be around as long as she needs him to be. A few people told me they had no financial goals, but said that having financial goals was a great idea, and they intended to form financial goals this year for next year. So I guess their goal for this year was to create goals for next year. Well, that's a step in the right direction. But a majority of the local people I surveyed fit into the second category of the annual national survey that I mentioned just a couple minutes ago. Their primary financial goal is to pay their bills and get by. A full 40% of all the folks I spoke with yesterday have just one financial goal, and that's to pay their bills. Whatever happens to the money after that will be guided by circumstances or maybe how they feel at the time. My heart goes out to these people because they really don't have a clue as to the amount of risk that they're facing. Household debt is often cited as a key risk to the Canadian economy by the Bank of Canada and others. Now, some believe that rising interest rates and housing regulations tightening at the federal and provincial levels have brought the growth in the level of household debt in Canada to a plateau. It's still within pennies of last year's record high, which now is about 170% of disposable income. So what that means is that consumers owe $1.70 of debt for every dollar of disposable income. So we could think of it like a medium Tim Hortons coffee we owe for every dollar of disposable income. So while the fact that household debt is not currently rising, that might seem to be a positive development, the task of actually reducing and attacking that elevated household debt level is still ahead of us, and it is still a daunting challenge for most families. Though the most important factor in eliminating and attacking your debt load and being able to live debt-free is attitude. And I want to come back to those statistics taken from the annual survey for just a moment. So again, 25% of Canadians surveyed said their priority is to reduce or eliminate debts this year. These people know this can be done, and some of them will actually do it. When people start out with that attitude, all they need are the tools to get that job done. The second part of the survey, though, is still concerned with debt, couldn't be more different. 15% of Canadians surveyed said their financial priority this year is to pay their bills and get by. These are people that have bought into the idea that it is impossible to live without debt. Now, this belief is becoming increasingly and alarmingly common. I've had the pleasure and the honor to speak at high school classes about the topic of finance, and I see that belief in these young people every time I share. Folks are becoming conditioned to think that debt is a necessary part of their lives, and the amount of that belief that is held near and dear to our young people, clearly, that alarms me, actually. So people are becoming conditioned to think it's necessary. And I've worked with all kinds of people, rich people, poor people, people who just want to do what's best with their money, and folks who were living in a torment situation because of financial calamities. But I have never met anyone who couldn't live without debt. And many people do. Over the course of a generation, the attitude of the general population has changed. Not long ago, people would take out a loan as a last resort, and we would tend to feel empathy for those folks in that situation who were faced with one option, and that was to take out a loan to survive. Today, however, it's common to use credit cards to buy groceries or even to buy a cup of coffee. No wonder it is so easy to wake up with a load of debt. Massive ad campaigns have made it seem normal. So using credit might seem convenient, but it actually requires more work in the long run. And debt spends your retirement income in advance. If you let it get enough control, debt can steal your peace of mind, and it can steal your health. Am I biased against credit? What a good question. Well, debt can be useful for buying a house or starting a business, but too many people don't stop there. I have worked with and seen thousands of households ravaged by debt. I've seen relationships break down because of debt. But I have never seen either of those happen because of not carrying debt. In the financial marketing world, the most common solution offered to consumers who want to reduce their payments is a consolidation loan. However, just as you can't put out fire by lighting a match, you cannot get rid of debt by taking on more debt. You cannot borrow your way out of debt. If you happen to be someone who wants to reduce your debt, allow me to offer just one effective strategy for reducing household debt. You may have heard of this program, this strategy. It's called the debt snowball. There are a few variations. If you wanted to do some research online, there are a few variations. I'm going to go through the steps in the process one by one and give you an idea of how successful this can be and really how easy this can be as well. The first thing that needs to be done in order for any debt elimination strategy to be successful is to stop using credit. No more credit cards. We need to cut those credit cards up. We need to distance ourselves from the actual plastic. Take it out of your wallet. If you think you're going to need it for identification purposes, put it in a drawer or put it in a plastic glass of water and put it in your freezer so you've got some time in between that credit card and you, because it has to thaw out, of course, in a big ice cube. First of all, stop using credit. Secondly, you need to make yourself a lovely cup of tea or a nice big cup of coffee, sit down with your financials, and list all of your debts. Don't forget any debts, such as an overdraft on a bank account that you've gotten so used to living with that you don't even think of it as debt anymore. Number three is to list the debts in an order. Now, there are three ways of doing this. We can list the largest balance to the smallest balance. We can list in order of highest interest rate to the lowest interest rate. Or we can list from the lowest balance to the highest balance. Now, there's some psychology behind these three different approaches, and there are pros and cons. They all work. One of them is going to make sense to you, And that's the one, of course, that you should go with. But as you're listing them out, you could even try listing them all three ways and just see which one is going to make the most sense to you. Number four, now once you've arranged all the debts in the order that you're comfortable with, write down each minimum payment that's associated to that account. Now, the next step is for the debts that are on your list, except for the very top one on your list. You're going to continue to make just those minimum payments. For that one at the top of your list, whether that be the credit card or balance with the highest balance, whether that be the credit card with the highest interest rate, or whether that be the credit card with the lowest balance, you are going to devote every extra dollar you can raise towards paying it down. Now, don't wait until the payment is due. Just throw the money at it as fast as you can. Now, the next step is that when that top balance, your very first listed creditor, is paid off in full, the payments that you had been making to that first entry automatically bounce down to the second on your list, and then so forth. So you're going to snowball your payments. The snowball gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you move through eliminating one account after the other account. Now, naturally, there's more money available to pay down each debt as you continue this process. Then, all the money that you have been using to pay those bills, once all those bills are done and those credit cards are all paid off, that's your money. And it feels like you've just received a raise. So, next, for those who are in over your heads and cannot continue to cover your monthly payments, instead of taking on more debt and making the problem worse, you may want to consider whether bankruptcy is the right solution for you. Now, some folks want to avoid bankruptcy at all costs because of the belief that it's going to destroy their credit rating. Honestly, folks, if you are insolvent and you're in debt over your head, your credit rating is the last thing you should be concerned about. Your credit rating cannot help you get out of this mess, and your credit rating can be rebuilt on the other side. I have never seen a credit rating put groceries in your fridge or food on the table for your kids. Your credit rating is a number. It's not you.